Watch, Ted Cruz, Can I Decide I Am a Woman and Sue, Then Change My Mind? By Wendell Hasebo on March 23, 2022. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, questioned Ketanji Brown Jackson on Wednesday during her Senate confirmation hearing if a plaintiff could alter his or her gender or race and continue to hold legal standing during a lawsuit involving race or gender. Yesterday, under questioning from Senator Blackburn, you told her that you cannot define what a woman is, that you are not a biologist, which I think. You are the only Supreme Court nominee in history who has been unable to answer the question, what is a woman? Cruz prefaced. Under the modern, leftist sensibilities, if I decide right now that I am a woman, then, apparently, I am a woman, does that mean I would have Article 3 standing to challenge a gender-based restriction? Cruz asked. Jackson refused to answer the question. Those kinds of issues are working their way through the courts, and I am not able to comment on them, she claimed. Cruz continued down his line of questioning and posed the question a different way. If I can change my gender and be a woman and an hour later I decide I am not a woman anymore, I guess I would lose Article 3 standing, Cruz stated. Does that same principle apply to other protected characteristics? Cruz asked. For example, I'm a Hispanic man. Could I decide I was an Asian man? Do I have the ability to be an Asian man and challenge Harvard's discrimination because I made that decision? Cruz asked in reference to a case before the Supreme Court. Jackson refused to answer again. You are asking me about hypotheticals. She complained before giving a broad answer that did not answer the question. I would assess standing the way I assess other legal issues, which is to listen to the arguments made by the parties, consider the relevant precedents and constitutional principles involved and make a determination, she said. Cruz's question comes as Jackson's confirmation hearings have lasted 3 days. Only 47% of voters believe Jackson should be confirmed, a Tuesday Politico/Morning Consult poll revealed. Jackson's approval number is also much worse than Justice Samuel Alito's, 50-25%, Justice John Roberts's, 59-22, Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's, 53-14, and Justice Clarence Thomas's, 52-17. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.